Welcome to the FM Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored as a curse of Torah to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Dav Zayin in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the Avraham Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is talking about the Kohen Mashiach that goes out to war. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shu Nishal B'Shmoyin. How do you know that the Kohen Mashiach has to wear 8 begadim when they ask an Urim V'Tumim? He goes out with Urim V'Tumim, they ask the question, the Urim V'Tumim. Said the name of Achorov. The clothing of Aaron will be to his kids after him. The word Achorov seems to be extra. Meaning the Gedula for the one who's beneath him. The Kohen Mashiach is beneath the Kohen Gadol. It goes to the one beneath him. How do you know when he wants to do avodin b'samidosh, he wears ibgadim? So Rav Yirmiyah said, "Name Rav Yochanan, ubigdei hakodesh shel Aaron, the same drasha, matlomud loyma achrov, legedush shel achrov." Again, the ashiv for the same pasuk, that he goes to the one beneath him. Omer Rav Yoino, imcha isi. I was there when Rav Yochanan taught this sugyo. Lo yomar oivid el nishal. He did not say that he does avoid b'shmoyim godim. He just says that he's nishal b'shmoyim godim. He's asked an orim etumim. So explains the Gemara, Uvame Oyved, that's the Gersa of Rav Chaim. So what really does do Avoido? Aisar Vishaya Masniso de Bar Kapro min de Roimo. So Vishaya brought a brisa on the name of Bar Kapro min de Roimo. Fetana Chachoim Oimrim, Eino Oyved lo Bishmoyin Shekoin Godol, Felo Barbo Shekoin Hedrit. You can't do Avoido now with 8 Godim, and now with 4 Godim. But this is different than we saw before we're going to substitute, because there he couldn't do an 8 Godim just because of Eva. But here is different as the Gemara goes on to explain in Dav Zayin and Mudalaf on top. Omar Abba Bedinu Shia Oyved Barbo really should have wearing 4 Bgodim. Falama no Oyved, so why doesn't he have 4 Bgodim? Shaloy Oymis, people should not say, Yerinu Kohen Godol, Pahim Oyved Barbo, Pahim Beshmoino. People get mixed up. They say outside, we saw him wearing 4 Bgodim when he's doing Avoido. We saw him wearing 8 Bgodim when he's doing his Kohen Mashiach. They will think Kohen Godol interchanges. Sometimes wears 8, sometimes wears 4. So says the Gemara of Yoino, Veloy Mibifnimu Oyved, Veloy Mibachut Nishal. The Avodah is done inside Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Mashiach is done outside Beis HaMikdash. V'toyim yibifnim lebachutz. Do they get mixed up between inside and outside? So that's the Gemara of Yechir Tarfon Avim Shekhal Yisrael Leitob in Kiyas Hakel at Kiyas Karban. Says, look at Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon made a similar mistake. He got mixed up between the Tkiyah they do for Hakel to gather everybody and the Tkiyah of the Karban. So the same way Reb Tarfon can make that mistake, everybody else can make a mistake between the inside and the outside. The Tanu Bnei Aaron HaKoyanim Mitku B'chatzoyt Rois. Where it brings the story, what happened, it says, the Bnei Aaron HaKohen should blow in the trumpets, and Vidarshan Tumimim Veloi Ba'alei Mumin Divrei Rabbi Akiva. As the Karbon Eder brings, it says, Yerkoyanim, and it says Bnei Aaron HaKohanim there, so we talk about Tumimim. Amul Rabbi Tafoin, Ikapeyach is Bona, it's a Loshem Shuo. Im Loi Reisi, Achiimi, I saw my uncle, my maternal uncle, Chiger, who was lame, Pachas Miraklov, Oimid Ba'azor, Vechatzitz B'yad V'tekeah, standing in the Azor and blowing the trumpet. So you see that even a Baal Mum can blow the trumpet. Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, Shema Loi Reisi, B'shas Hakel, Vanir B'shas Korban. Maybe he blew it in time of Hakel when they gathered everybody to come here, the Kriyas HaTorah. But I'm talking about B'shas Korban. Another again, it says Loshon Shvuah. Shaloi Tisa Yom Yisrael. You did not make a mistake. You didn't go right or left. You did exactly. It was exactly correct. I saw what happened. V'shachachti. V'loi alei lefarish. I forgot. I didn't know how to explain it. V'ata doyu yeshudasha from your own das umaskim leshmuah, and you're able to figure it out. Ha'kol ha'poresh v'mchol ke'poresh v'chayov. Whoever leaves you, Rabbi Kivo, is as if he's leaving his life. As this is the Loshon the Gemara brings in a few places. So the Gemara just answers that we see that people could make a mistake, and therefore we said that a Kohen Mashiach doesn't do Avoido now with 4 Bgadim and now with 8 Bgadim. So you have your Pasuk in the Parsha of Yom Kippurim, and the whole Pasuk is extra. All these, after we said the Kapara, we end with this Pasuk. What does the Pasuk come to teach? That's the whole Parsha spoke about Aaron and Kohen. Well, that's Aaron himself. How do we know another Kohen after Aaron has passed away? One who has Mishicha. That's the one who had Shemini Mishcha when Shemini Mishcha still existed. After Shemini Mishcha was Nignas, and now the Kohen goes, does he also do the Avodah Yom Kippurim? Moles Yodim means he wears the clothing. ומנין לרב יש כהן אחר המספני? How do you know? So the one who replaces the Kohen Gadol. So Rav Chaim explains, Bishlomo, if he replaced him in the beginning of the day, so he wears the Shmoneh Begadim. That's the Meruah Begadim. But if he replaces him in the middle of the day, when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur doesn't wear the Shmoneh Begadim, he's wearing the Big Day Lavan. So what will make this one who replaces him as a Kohen Gadol? Tamud Loim Rav Chippur HaKohen. So that's the extra words in the Pasuk, any Kohen. But Mehu Misman in the Gersa Rav Chaim, how do you make him a Kohen Gadol? When the Kisru Shav Chia Bayoyse Bepeh, Pepe means they just say, you become a Kohen Gadol. Omar Zira Ado Omar, you see from here, Shirimanim Skenim Pepe. Also Skenim, you can appoint by just saying you're a Zaken. You don't have to do an actual smicho, actual leaning on him. Omar Chia Ba'adom Astiso Omar, can we see it from the following Mishnah? Chazor Becho Ba'abo Dvoyim Shai Sohimer. Talk about Akavya Ben Mahalil, that it was arguing Chachamim. They said, if you're going to change your mind, these four things, will make you abasin. Masha only has to change his mind, he becomes an abasin. He doesn't have to do more than that. You see the mismane bepe. The same way you appoint another kohen to replace the kohen gadol if he has a psul. So also they should have another wife for him. Maybe something will happen to his first wife. It says he has to have a kapara for him and his wife. He must have a wife. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. According to you, there's no end to it. What does it mean there's no end to it? Maybe his wife will die and the other wife will also die. So maybe he put another wife. How many wives should he put? Why ask a Rabbi Yehuda? Let's ask a Rabbanan. What are Rabbanan saying? So maybe you'll see Kerry. Same question. Maybe both Koranim will have Kerry, so you have to have a third one. So says the Gemara, Kerry Matsui, Miso Eni Mitsuyo. To see Kerry is something which is common. Death is not common. So where Reb Chaim explains it is that Kerry is Matsui for one, not for two. So the Goyzer for one, it's Dover Matsui. But Misa is not Matsui, there's no difference if it's one or two. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, even Misa is Matsui by one, but not by two. Says the Gemara, so according to this, comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misa is Dover Matsui. It's something which is common. That's what we saw there, which means by us, because many times the Yerushalmi is quoting another place. And so we're calling our Mishnah there. You have to put another wife, maybe his wife will die. So you see these chesh to miso. But then we have Tama Tanina, we learned over there. Hamevi get, v'nichu zokin echoyle, shliach is bringing a get to a woman, to a wife. And he left the husband. When he left him, the husband was either old or sick. Nois no lo, b'cheska shukayam. He could give her the get. He doesn't have to be chesh, maybe the husband died. Tama not omar, ain misa mitzuya. So there you're saying that you're not choshish to miso. I don't see it's a common thing that I should assume that maybe the husband died. And here you're choshish to it. And the question is even greater because there the husband was sick. He was old. You're still not choshish to miso. But I also talk about a healthy Kohen Gadol. Answers the Gemara on Amud Beis. Taman biyochid v'kan b'tzibur. Choymer hu b'tzibur. There we're talking about an individual. I'm not choshish someone died. But tzibur, you're more machmir. You want to be more careful. See, there's a chashash. Maybe he's going to die. Says the Gemara of Ashkel that Yudah Machmir b'Yachid, but we do find Yudah Machmir even by individual. The Tani Omer of Yudah lo haya shofar shekinim b'Yerushalayim b'pnei ha'taruvis. There wasn't a shofar. A shofar is like a pushka who put the money for kinim in Yerushalayim. Kinim is the birds, the pair of birds that woman brought. So if a woman has to bring a chayva, an obligation of kinim, you have to bring two birds, one for oila, one for chatos. He says you don't do a pushka for that. Why? Shema tamus achas mehem. Maybe one of the owners of these birds will die. So then, if one of the owners dies, so then you have over here money for chatos, chatos shemesu ba'aleh, chatos that the owner died. And a chatos shemesu ba'aleh lemisa, so you can't use it as a korban. So if I have over here a pushke full of money, and some of the money belongs to an owner who died, you're not going to be able to bring any korban from this pushke. So that's what Rida says, there's no such pushke. So you see that Rida's chayshish, maybe one of them died. And the Gemara doesn't answer over here. We saw an answer earlier in Masechet Shkalim, where the Gemara answered, the Rebbe is not saying maybe someone will die, but what happens if you know for a fact that someone died? Maybe you'll find out someone died, and then the whole pushka will be invalid. Continues the Gemara and says, V'kadosh me'etol, meaning the Mashmos is, you're not right now mekadosh this isha, he's just appointing this woman for Abiudo to replace his wife if his wife dies, and then he's going to marry her. So says the Gemara, why does he do Kiddush already the day before? Says the Gemara, V'chiber be'adoy uve'ad be'isoy, v'loy be'ad shtei batim. He cannot have two wives, he can have only one wife. So therefore he cannot be married to the second woman. So Leo asks, but if he has to do kinyan on Shabbos, so it's considered to be that he's doing, if he's doing kiddush on Shabbos, he's doing kinyan on Shabbos. He's not supposed to do kinyan on Shabbos. Yes, you're right. Kinyan is not allowed. It's only the rabbanon, and they're matir b'migdash in the case of the kohen gadol. Those that are marrying an almano, a widow, that she married before Shabbos, she should not be a kinyan on Shabbos, she should do it before Shabbos. So, Ayin Reb Chaim over here is Marich. One of the main questions is, why you talk about an almana? Why you talk about a widow? Just talk about any woman. She should not be kinyan on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim goes on to say, maybe talking here about chuppah only, not kiddushin, talk about chuppah. And Ayin Shabbat, what he speaks about, but for the Pasha Pshan, our Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us is that we should try to avoid doing kinyanim of Kiddushi on Shabbos. Only by the Kohen Gadol, we're more makel because we have no other choice. And because it's only a Dindir Abonim of Shavuos, they're matir in the Mikdash. And even so, as Reb Chaim explains, the way it works is Kiddushi Bal Tanai. He does Kiddushin that if his wife will die, then the second one will become his wife. He doesn't do the actual Kiddushin on Yom Kippur. Halacha Bey Zok de Mishnah. Kol Shiva Sayomin, during the 7 days of preparation, Uzurik Sadam, he sprinkles the blood, referring to Korban Atomi, he practices on the Zriko. Umakti Asaktoris, he does Aktoris, Aktoris is done every day. Humeti Visanerus, he prepares the candles. Umakri Visaroish Visaraglaim. And he brings the part of the animal of Korban Atomi to the Mizbech. Vishar Kolyom, any other day during the year. If he wants to do a krova, he could do it. He could choose to be bring to the mizbech any part of the animal, and he could take any part he wants, as the Gemara is going to explain which part exactly he's allowed to take. Says the Gemara, we learned earlier they used to sprinkle on him from the meichatos that was in Beis Hamikdash. When you sprinkle from meichatos on someone who is tahor, he becomes tameh. So how did he do an avoido in Beis Hamikdash if he became tameh? They didn't sprinkle on him only after he finished the avodah. After he did the akrava, then they sprinkled, so then he became tum at the end of the day. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Dav Zayin.